Say it. Deride it. Publish it. From conversation to bestseller. A self-publish, now audiobook by Mike Primi. Let me tell you something the publishing industry doesn't want you to hear. Most books, the overwhelming majority, sell fewer than 1,000 copies in their entire lifetime. In the traditional model, that's a tragedy. On Amazon, it's just a rounding error in their monopolistic data harvest. Here's the brutal truth. When you sell a book on a platform you don't own, to an audience you can't contact, you are not an author. You are an unpaid content creator for a trillion-dollar landlord. I'm Mike Primi, and this is Say It, Write It, Publish It. From conversation to bestseller. I want to spend the next 9 minutes giving you the framework that changes everything. How you think about your book, how you write it through your own voice and conversation, how you protect it, and how you turn it into the foundation of an actual business. And by the end, I'll show you how to make sure that when someone in your field asks an AI who the leading expert is on your topic, your name is the answer. Let's get into it. Part 1. The platform trap. Amazon, through KDP and Audible, has successfully commoditized human intellect. They've convinced us that hitting bestseller in some niche subcategory on a Tuesday afternoon is the goal, while they pocket the margin and keep your customer data locked behind their garden wall. It rewards keyword stuffing over genuine insight, volume over depth. And if you want to build an empire, you have to stop treating your book like a product for sale and start treating it like a bridge to a relationship. Here's the failure mode I see most often: the vanity launch. Someone spends $10,000 on PR services to hit a bestseller badge. They get a screenshot, 0 new clients, 0 email subscribers, and a bank account 10 grand lighter. The fix? Stop measuring success by rankings achieved. Measure it by leads generated. Michael Gerber didn't set out to be a writer. He was a consultant who kept repeating himself to clients, so he hired a ghostwriter to help him codify the e-myth. He stopped selling his hours and started selling his perspective. He didn't need a million sales. He needed the right 1,000 people to realize they were working in their business instead of on it. That's the model. Your book is not the finish line. Your book is the door. Part 2. The AI moat. Your intellectual property. Now let's talk about something that most people in the AI writing space are about to run into. Hard. You cannot copyright work produced entirely by a machine. If a machine wrote it, you don't own it. If you don't own it, you can't defend it. And if you can't defend it, you don't have an asset. You have a liability. A competitor can copy your entire book, slap their name on it, and there's nothing you can do. In 2024, a wave of so-called authors flooded the travel guide market with AI-generated books. Technically accurate, completely soulless. The platforms began purging them. And because these writers had no copyright protection, they couldn't even sell the content elsewhere. Months of effort for a net worth of zero. Here's how I think about AI. It is mortar, not masonry. When you build a wall, mortar holds the bricks together and keeps them aligned. But the bricks are the wall. Your stories, your failures, your hard-won perspective, those are the bricks. No AI put them there. No AI can replicate them. Your job is to supply enough raw material that the structure practically builds itself. This matters legally as much as creatively. The U.S. Copyright Office has been consistent. Work produced entirely by a machine is not copyrightable. But work where a human author's voice, selection, and judgment are dominant, that's yours to own and defend. Under the model I'm describing, your content is overwhelmingly human. AI contributes the invisible scaffolding. You contribute everything a reader actually reads. So here's the real rule, what I call the voice-first framework. Speak your book into existence, in your own words, at whatever level of polish feels natural. Then, hand those raw materials to AI and instruct it to organize, sequence, eliminate overlap, and flag anything that sounds generic. You are not asking it to write. You are asking it to edit. That distinction is everything. The 5 tool combinations that work best right now. 1. Google Gemini with Google Docs voice typing. Free, built into the browser, and surprisingly accurate for long-form dictation. Speak directly into a structured Google Doc, then paste the raw transcript into Gemini and ask it to sequence by theme, cut repetition, and flag sections that need a personal story. Best for authors already in the Google ecosystem. 2. Otter.ai with Claude. Otter transcribes in real time, on your phone, in a meeting, during a walk. Claude then takes the transcript and acts as a developmental editor. It proposes a chapter structure, identifies your strongest arguments, and tells you what's missing. Best for authors who think best out loud and in conversation. 3. OpenAI Whisper with ChatGPT. Whisper delivers some of the highest transcription accuracy available, especially for technical vocabulary and non-native English speakers. Feed the clean transcript to ChatGPT with a clear editorial prompt, and it will restructure your raw material into a logical manuscript outline. Best for technical or academic authors. 4. Apple Dictation with Notion AI. For authors in the Apple ecosystem, built-in dictation feeds directly into Notion pages. Notion AI then reorganizes notes into outlines, identifies themes across chapters, and eliminates redundant passages. Best for visual thinkers who already organize their life in Notion. 5. Rev.com with any large language model. Rev uses human transcriptionists, delivering the highest accuracy available. Critical when your content includes names, specialized terminology, or highly personal stories where errors would be embarrassing. Once you have a clean, human-verified transcript, any LLM can handle the developmental editing pass. Best for high-stakes books where accuracy is non-negotiable. In every case, the workflow is the same. You talk, the tool transcribes, the AI organizes, your voice goes in, a structured manuscript comes out. The AI never invents a story. It never fabricates an insight. It only arranges what you gave it, which means your human mode is intact, your copyright is solid, and your book sounds exactly like you. How the process actually works. Most people assume that getting a book written requires either years of solitary effort or handing everything to a ghostwriter and hoping for the best. Neither is true. What actually works is a structured, stage-by-stage process that keeps you in control at every decision point while letting professionals handle the craft work. Here is the 6-stage workflow that professional publishers have used for a century, adapted for the modern author who wants to preserve their voice, their ownership, and their time. Stage 1 is discovery and voice capture. Before a single word gets written, the team reads and listens to everything you have already created, your notes, your articles, any audio you record. The goal is not to extract content, but to understand how you actually speak, your rhythms, your vocabulary, the specific way you construct an argument. AI helps catalog those patterns. A human editor interprets them. Stage 2 is the developmental outline. This is where your raw ideas get organized into a chapter-by-chapter structure built around the takeaways you said mattered most. Not what an editor thinks should matter, but what you told them in stage 1. A US-based editor signs off on the outline before you ever see it. You are not inheriting someone else's framework. You are reviewing a map drawn from your own territory. Stage 3 is the first author review gate. Nothing moves forward until you have read the outline and approved it. Add a chapter. Cut one. Change the sequence entirely. This is your book, and this gate exists to make that explicit. No professional process worth trusting skips this step. Stage 4 is the substantive draft. The team writes the chapters, drawing language and examples directly from your existing materials, the things you said in stage 1. Overlap is eliminated. Each chapter is given a single, clear job. The prose sounds like you because it is built from you. Stage 5 is the second author review gate. You read the full draft and mark anything that does not sound like you. The team rewrites until it does. This round of revision is not a negotiation, it is a commitment. The manuscript does not advance until you are satisfied with it. Stage 6 is the line edit, copy edit, and proofread. 3 separate passes, for rhythm, for grammar and consistency, and for final polish. The same passes traditional publishers run before any book goes to print. This is the difference between a draft and a finished manuscript. 6 stages. 2 moments where only you can say yes. And a finished book that sounds exactly like the expert you already are. This is the exact process self-publish now runs for every author. Not a template, not a shortcut, but a structured collaboration designed to produce a book you're genuinely proud to put your name on. Part 3. Talking your book into existence. There's a specific kind of paralysis that happens when a writer stares at a blinking cursor. It's the sound of the ego trying to be perfect before it's even been present. Here's what I actually do, and what I recommend to every author I work with. Treat your first draft not as a writing exercise, but as a deposition. You are giving testimony about what you know. Speak it out loud, in whatever order it comes, without worrying about structure. Structure is not your job at this stage. Structure is the AI's job. Your job is to say true things in your own voice until you run out of true things to say. Before you record a single word, give your AI tool a clear brief. Tell it, I'm about to dictate the raw material for chapter 3. Here is the intended thesis. Here is the audience. When I'm finished, I want you to identify the three strongest points I made. Suggest a sequence, and flag anything that sounds like it was written by a committee. Now, the AI isn't a passive recorder. It's a developmental editor on standby. Speak in sprints. 10 minutes of focused dictation followed by a 5-minute review beats 40 minutes of meandering monologue. After each sprint, ask your AI to summarize what you just said and identify what's missing. The feedback loop keeps you on track without breaking your flow. And here's something worth sitting with. Your spoken voice is usually more authentically you than your written voice. When we type, we armor up. We reach for bigger words. We try to sound like the version of ourselves we wish we were. When we speak, we're more likely to be honest, more likely to tell the actual story, more likely to say the thing that makes the reader think, me too. Trust the transcript. The magic is almost always in the parts you thought were mistakes. Part 4. The hero isn't you. Let me tell you the single most common mistake that makes books feel like ego-driven brochures. The author casts themselves as the hero. In nonfiction, you are not the hero. You are the mentor. You're Gandalf. You're Obi-Wan. You provide the map and the sword. Your reader is Luke Skywalker. They're the one who has to face the dragon. To build a bridge to your reader, you have to acknowledge their vulnerability first. They're stuck. They are afraid. If you act like you've always had it figured out, they will not trust your map. Start a chapter with a real failure. Not a humble brag failure. A real one. A poignant admission of a time you were wrong. That's the hook that pulls people in because they think, me too. Your greatest professional traumas are your most valuable assets in a book. They are not weaknesses. They are the proof that your map was tested in the field. This is why the self-published.now editorial process begins not with an outline, but with listening to your stories, your setbacks, the moments that shaped your thinking. We build the book from those materials, because that's what your reader actually came for. Part 4b, one expert, many doors. Let me tell you about a clinical psychologist with decades of experience in senior care. Every week, families would sit across from her desk in crisis. A parent had fallen, a hospital had called, a diagnosis had landed without warning, and she would tell them the same thing she had been telling families for decades. The right questions to ask, the options they didn't know they had. The emotional framework for making an impossible decision with clarity and dignity. Sound familiar? It should. It's the same situation Michael Gerber was in before the E-Myth. Expertise trapped in a room, one conversation at a time, unable to scale. Dr. Arlene Struger filled out an intake form. What came out the other side was not just a book. It was an entire ecosystem of ways for her expertise to reach people before she ever met them. There was the book itself. 11 chapters covering compassionate care for aging loved ones, in her voice, with her clinical framework. There was an audiobook, produced first as a rapid first draft, narrated efficiently using the latest text-to-speech tools trained to sound like the author, so that test readers could respond and provide feedback quickly. Based on that feedback, a studio narration followed, with Dr. Arlene recording her own voice in the final version, AI-assisted in production to polish the result. This reflects something we feel strongly about. Get a first draft out as quickly as possible. It is rarely the first or second draft that becomes the ideal version. Often it is the third or fourth. We recommend leaning into an iterative process that builds your ideal book and its digital companions through successive rounds of real reader feedback, arriving at the version that provides the optimal impact your readers and followers want and need most. There was a YouTube audiogram of the same recording, easy to share on social media. There was a 15-page fillable workbook for families to document their situation before the first appointment. And there was an interactive guide specifically for families facing the next 72 hours after a fall, a discharge, or a new diagnosis. A printable plan and an optional same-day call, accessible in 5 minutes. Every one of those formats serves a different kind of person at a different moment of need. Some people read, some people listen. Some people need something to fill out at 2 a.m. when they cannot sleep and they are frightened. Dr. Arlene's expertise now meets all of them, in their medium, at their moment, before they ever sit across from her desk. These formats, What we call digital companions are not just accessories to a book. They are the book's extended family, each designed to reach a reader who might never have found the main text. In 2026, the established companion formats include workbooks, guidebooks, first-time author kits, audiobooks, audiograms, podcasts, interactive guides, flipbooks, and ebooks, social clip series, and AI-assisted Q&A companions that let readers ask questions of the author's published knowledge. That is 10 distinct formats, each serving a different learning style, a different platform, a different moment in a reader's day. The format landscape is expanding fast. We expect the number of distinct companion formats to roughly double within the next year, as generative tools make it practical to produce experiences that were previously too expensive or too technically complex for independent authors. The authors who build their ecosystem now, who establish their voice and their framework across multiple formats, will have a significant head start when those new formats arrive. The book is the anchor. The companions are what make it a destination. She said it plainly, "I'd been telling families the same things for years. Now there's a book in their hands when they walk out of the office, in my voice, with my framework. I never thought I'd call myself an author. Now I do." That is what a book actually does when it is built correctly. It does not replace the expert. It extends her reach to every person she could never be in the same room with. It makes her a trusted authority before the first handshake, and it lets her practice grow without requiring more of her time. Part 5, the direct-to-fan empire. Here's where we talk about what comes after the manuscript. In the old world, the one that ended around 2024, an author's primary goal was to get onto Amazon. In the new world, getting on Amazon is just SEO. Your real destination is a direct-to-fan hub where you own the data, the margin, and the relationship. Think about this. An author sells 2,000 copies on Amazon and makes $4,000. Not a living. But the same author gives the book away for free in exchange for an email address, captures 5,000 subscribers, and converts even a small percentage into consulting, speaking, toolkits, and courses. The potential is six figures from the same book. The architecture is simple. Your book is the lead magnet, your author. Direct Page is the hub, not a store, a salon. After they download the book, they're offered the implementation toolkit, the discovery call, the next step. Every chapter ends with an invitation to go deeper, on author. Direct, your readers subscribe to you, not an algorithm. You have their contact information, their engagement history, and the ability to reach them directly, permanently, regardless of what any platform decides to do next. That relationship is the real asset. The book is what starts it. And one more thing, your author. Direct Link is the only link. If people want the Amazon version, they find it through your site. You are the destination. Amazon is one of the parking lots. Part 6, the new search, generative engine optimization, GEO. In the old world, we obsessed over SEO, keywords, backlinks, trying to trick a crawler into thinking we mattered. In 2026, your ideal reader is asking Gemini, "Who in my field is the most trusted voice on solving the problems that matter most to me?" If the generative engine doesn't know you exist, or worse, if it hallucinates your philosophy because your digital footprint is a mess, you're invisible. This isn't about gaming the machine. It's about being so consistently vocally human that the machine has no choice but to recognize you. Use the same language everywhere. If you're an expert on systematic entrepreneurship, that phrase lives in your bio, your book summary, your social profiles, all of it. The AI looks for semantic consensus. Scattered signals create conflicting data. Coherent signals create authority. Andy Weir didn't call himself a space expert, but because he spent years answering highly technical questions on his blog and engaging with the space nerd community, the internet's collective intelligence, and eventually the AI models, categorized him as the authority on realistic Martian survival. He didn't build a brand. He built an association. By being yourself, consistently, and in public, you are performing the highest level of technical optimization available. Part 7, call to action. We started this conversation by acknowledging the monopoly of Amazon and the danger of soulless, AI-only content. We end it here, with the recognition that the antidote to both is the same thing. You, your stories. Your voice, your specific, idiosyncratic way of seeing the world. That is what no algorithm can generate no competitor can copy, and no platform can commoditize. When your book is built from your raw materials, organized by AI, refined by a human editorial process, and published under your name, it is an asset that compounds over time. The most important moment in this process is when you realize the book was never the goal. The goal was the authority to help people. The book is the proof that you have something worth saying. Here is what a complete team can do for you. From the moment you start talking to the moment your book is in a reader's hands, they can capture your voice through speech to text. They can act as your developmental editor, organizing your raw material into a structure that works. They can write and refine until every chapter sounds like you. They can produce the audiobook, the workbook, the social clips. And if you want the full traditional publishing path, ISBN registration, distribution through Amazon and IngramSpark into bookstores and libraries worldwide, they can handle that too. Every role, one process, the best value available for what you get. If you're evaluating where to begin, we recommend exploring the full range of services available to independent authors. We believe self-publish now represents the best value across the complete spectrum, from voice capture to distribution, with a meaningful edge in two areas that are defining the next chapter of publishing: innovating new digital companion formats that multiply your book's reach, and engaging your readers and followers directly through Author Direct, the platform designed to turn your audience into a community you actually own. Your expertise should not remain an unpublished file on a hard drive. Turn it into a lead magnet that builds your business while you sleep. Here's your next step. Go to selfpublish.now and fill out the intake form, the same one Dr. Arlene filled out. You'll see exactly what your book ecosystem could look like on the other side. Then visit Author Direct to explore how a direct relationship with your readers can become the most valuable platform you've ever built, one you own completely and no algorithm can take away. No one can write your book except you. Go write it today.